2 weeks after the end of the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, the 14th Winter Paralympic Games began on the 6th of March. This year also marks a historic moment for Czech Paralympic sport. The Czech team that traveled to the Games is the largest in its history so far, with a total of 24 para-athletes. Two athletes managed to win medals for the Czech Republic in the very first days of the competition. The joy of the achievement is even greater because it happened after a 16-year wait since Czech Paralympians last won a medal at the Games in Vancouver. 27-year-old Karina Edlingerová finished second in the biathlon sprint, winning silver behind Chinese athlete. The Austrian-born athlete has represented the Czech Republic since this season. At the previous two Paralympics, she competed for Austria, winning one gold and two bronze medals in cross-country skiing.
It's truly a beautiful feeling. I knew I was well prepared, but I needed to confirm it at the shooting range, where I always struggle a bit. Fortunately, I managed to finish without any mistakes. I'm very happy and grateful that the team and my guide, Alex Batjava, provided me with excellent conditions and that it ended with a medal. I'm incredibly happy that even as a new Czech, so to speak, I was able to write another small piece of history.
Another visually impaired Czech athlete, Simona Bubeníčková, placed fourth in the sprint race. However, she followed that performance with an impressive result in the 12.5 kilometers individual race, where she captured silver, the second medal for the Czech team at the Games.
It's absolutely great. Of course, Paralympic champion sounds even better, but really it's amazing. In the last lap, I was also going for the cake my sister promised me if I won a medal, and for the Slovenian pin that one of the service technicians promised me. So that's about it. I'm incredibly happy and I really thank everyone.
Thank you. 17-year-old Bubeníčková competed with guide David Šrutek. Bubeníčková has thus confirmed her status as one of the Czech team's biggest medal hopes. She only added biathlon to her program this season alongside cross-country skiing, a sport in which she became world champion last year. In both disciplines, she had already collected medals in the World Cup. The Czech para-ice hockey team is also among the favorites for a medal. On Saturday, they defeated the Japanese team, and on their way to reaching the semifinals, they still faced matches against Slovakia on Monday and Canadians on Tuesday. Meanwhile, support for the Czech team doesn't end with the athletes competing in Italy. Fans can also experience the atmosphere of the Games directly in Prague, where two official fan zones will gradually open. The first launch at Westfield Chodov, and the program will then move to Metropolis Lichin. Visitors will be able to watch live broadcasts from Italy on large screens, take part in discussions with athletes, and get autographs during scheduled signing sessions.